message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Starting a series on exploit, and we are starting with assessing supernatural exploit via the word of God. Assessing supernatural exploit via the word of God. Working into exploit. You cannot just walk into exploit without doing certain things. Exploit is not something so cheap that comes just like that. Something that requires something. In our anchor scripture, that's Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b. Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be what? They shall be strong. They shall be strong. And they will do what? They will do exploit. Knowing God, there is no way you can know God if you don't know the word of God. Hallelujah. But the people that know their God, they shall be what? They shall be strong. And they will do exploit. The word of God is powerful. It is the force that creates the entire universe. The knowledge of God via his word grants you access to the realm of exploit. The knowledge of God via the word of God is what grants you access to the realm of exploit. Daniel chapter 11 verse 28. Can we open to the book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 28. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall do exploit and return to his own land. His heart shall be against, that is, his heart will be towards the covenant of God. And the covenant of God is sealed by the word of God. Praise the Lord. And then shall he do exploit. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that exploit is for you and I. You can not do exploit without knowing God. That's the first condition. When we started the first day, Pastor Ajala taught us on connecting to God, knowing God. And the second day we talked about faith. And Ms. Omoshebi talked about faith. Praise the Lord. And having faith in him, you cannot do you can't know God. You can't walk in exploit without knowing God and without having faith in him. But I want you to know one thing, that you cannot have faith in God if you don't have access to his word. Because what brings about faith is the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says something. It said what? It said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you cannot assess faith if you don't assess the word of God. Your faith level will be weak until your word level is high and is strong. Praise the Lord. The word of God is the source of power for supernatural exploit. The more of the word that you have, the more power you carry. The more of the word of God that you have within you, the more of his power you carry. You see, until you are a word addict. You know, yesterday when Mr. Mashabi was teaching, he said, you must be a word addict. When you are addicted to something, that is something that you do spontaneously. When you don't do it, you feel as if something is missing in you. I don't know if you have been there. When you have not prayed in the morning, or you have not prayed enough, and you set out, you just discover that you are unnecessarily agitated. You are not comfortable because you have not tapped power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to look at the book of Philippians chapter 3. The book of Philippians chapter 3. And I'll be reading verse 9 to 10. And be found in him, not having his own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. Your righteousness is of God by faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. Your faith is what releases the power of his resurrection unto you. And you cannot assess this faith without the word of God. It is the infilling of the word of God that fills you with the power for faith. Praise the Lord. The word of God is like what diesel is to a diesel engine, and petrol is to a petrol engine. If the engine of your car is 7 horsepower, 12 horsepower, God's power, as powerful as that engine is, if there is no fuel to drive it, I tell you that engine is useless. Praise the Lord. So it is the word of God that ignites and fuels your faith. And that is why the word of God is the key to exploit. Turn to your neighbor and say, the key to exploit is the word of God. And you know, the amazing thing about this is that the word of God is God. So when you carry the word, you carry God. The understanding of the word of God exposes also the power of God. Because when you carry the word, you carry God. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Praise the Lord. And the word was what? Was God. Hallelujah. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. And all things were made by him. That is the word. Without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, you cannot make anything out of your life, out of destiny, without the word of God. Because the word is God. Praise the Lord. So until we become a carrier of the word of God, we cannot assess supernatural exploits. And you know, many of us are actually lazy of the word of God. To pray is easy for a lot of Christians, but to study the word is more difficult for Christians. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you read the word, when you read the word of God that says that with God all nothing shall be impossible. That's in Luke chapter 1 verse 37. You began to work in the possibility realm. When the rhema that is in this verse, for with God nothing shall be impossible. When you catch the rhema and it jump into you, pour, like Pastor Ebenezer would say, enter into you, pour like that, you begin to work in the possibility. Why? Because the rhema of the world, Luke chapter 1 verse 37, that says with God nothing shall be impossible. That shall is a continuous word. Nothing shall be impossible. That is, as long as you have the word, nothing shall be impossible, because the word is God and God is the word. Praise the Lord. I'm taking you somewhere tonight. I want you to have a deep understanding so that you will shake yourself from all this laziness about the studying of the word. Praise the Lord. When you have the word of God in you, you think like God. Praise the Lord. You know, the more of the persons that you hear his word, the more you see yourself behaving like that person. That is why after so many years of marriage, you see husband and wife behaving the same way. People will say, I want him, Jora. It is because they are together all the time. They hear each other's word, voices all the time. So after some time, they begin to act the same way. So when you take more of God into you, you begin to act who you are, which is the small G God. You begin to act who you are, and that is what brings about exploit. You don't see yourself doing exploit, because ye are gods, sons of the Lord Most High. That is who you are. But until you take in this realization, you cannot begin to walk in that realm. And as you walk in that realm, you see yourself doing exploit, because our God is a God of exploit. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible listed men of faith. That they conquered dominion, nations, with faith, because they were carrier of God. May you be a carrier of God in the name of Jesus. When you read the word of God that says, the words, plural, not singular, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, says the word were framed by the word of God. Through faith we understand that the words, not singular, it's not one word, were framed by the word of God, so that nothing which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Nothing appear on their own. They appear by the reason of the word. When you have this rhema, you begin to frame your word. That's why the Bible says words. That is not just my own word alone. Your whole word is inclusive. Your whole word is inclusive. Your whole word is inclusive. You begin to frame your word by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are getting me tonight. Praise the Lord. When you take in the word that says that the word of God has spirit and they are life. John chapter 6 verse 63. The word of God has spirit and they are life. You begin to walk in that realm. You see that your life is not just an ordinary life. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words, can you see that? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you. When you get the rhema, that the word that comes into you, it is spirit and it is life. You will not allow the flesh that profiteth little to have dominion. You begin to walk in the life of the spirit, which is the life of the exploit. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to understand, and you know, because the devil knows this, that's why the devil make a lot of Christians not to study the word of God, because lazy when it comes to the word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible also enjoined us in Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching. Now, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. First, that's a complete sentence. It's an instruction on its own. Now, how do you make it to dwell in you? The clue now come. Teaching and admonishing one another. In what? In what? Which is what? Time is what? The word of God. And hymns. And spiritual song. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because God knows that this is the source of the power. And the devil also knows. So the devil will try to make you not to study the word. You live a limited life when you live a life that is devoid of the word of God. Praise the Lord. So the word of God must be in you richly. The more of the word you have, the more of the power for exploit you carry. The more of the word you have, the more of the power for exploit you carry. The more of the power for exploit you carry. Many of us, we have this understanding that exploit comes by grace. No, exploit comes by power. Comes by power. Read the Bible very well. Exploit comes by power. Until you get the power, the grace is not given. So it is the power before the grace when it comes to exploit. Praise the Lord. Exploit comes by power. If I don't have the power to push something, will I be able to push it? No. Until I have the power, then I can apply the grace to do it. May the power and the grace for exploit be released unto you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we are going to look at what the word, what do we get from the word of God? What do we get from the word of God? Quickly, because of my time, I'm going to run through them. Number one, the word gives you access to reconnect to God. That is access for the new birth. Access to reconnect to God. Don't forget when we started on Monday, we talk about the people that will know that will do exploit are people that know their God. There are people that know their God. So the word of God gives you access to reconnect to God. It gives you access to the new birth. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, being born again, not of the corruptible seed. Hallelujah. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of what? Of God. Which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by what? But by what? But by of incorruptible. The word of God cannot be corruptible because the word of God is Jesus Christ. The word of God is God. By the word of God, which does what? Which liveth and abideth forever. So it is the word of God that reconnects you back to God. Psalm 19 verse 7. The Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The law of God is perfect, converting the soul. The law of God is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. It is the word of God that converts. Nobody gets born again without hearing something about God. That's the word of God. Praise the Lord. The word of God carries the power to save souls. An encounter with the word is an encounter with God. For the word of God is God, and God is the word. Praise the Lord. The word of God has power to cleanse the soul, to prepare your heart for the Spirit of God to come into your heart and dwell in your heart. The word of God has the power to cleanse your soul, to prepare your heart for the word of God to come in. Praise the Lord. John chapter 15, verse 3. John chapter 15, verse 3. You are already clean. Now ye are clean through the word. Through what? Through the word which I have spoken unto you. It is the word of God that cleanses you. It is the word of God that removes the things that are not right. You see, the word of God is so powerful. I'll share a testimony with you. It's quite funny. Sometimes ago, I have a little misunderstanding with my neighbor's wife. So I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to do certain things again. So when I got to church that day, I started behaving normal. You know, when I mean normal, behaving normal. As in, hi, good morning, good morning. No, ekweleo, ekaro, amongko, just say, hi, just go. That's normal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I got to church and I started reading the scripture. And I came across a particular scripture that says that God gives you your neighbor so that your neighbor can be a help in the days of adversity. I said, I can't quote it precise now, but that was what it was saying. Immediately that scripture popped up, another scripture came. I said, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, because your neighbor is closer than your brother that is in Kutuwenji. And immediately the Holy Spirit spoke and said, you see, you are not doing right. This neighbor were given to you by God. You don't choose your neighbor. You choose your neighbor. You can't 100% choose who your neighbor is going to be. No. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you cannot. Praise the Lord. So, immediately the scripture came, I realized that I was wrong. So when we got going home, as we got close approaching the house, the same woman was outside doing her thing. I rolled down the glass of the cat. Ekalema, ekalema, ekusheni, shedadalewa. Then my wife started laughing. I said, Akiloshen. I said, the word of God spoke to me. Hallelujah. You see, the word of God cleans your heart. When you study the word makes you to see where you are and how you are. And if you are sincere with yourself, you will realize where you are and what you need to do. Praise the Lord. So the word of God is good. It connects us back to God. Connect us back to God. Number two, the word of God brings us wisdom. The word of God brings us wisdom. Still, let's go back to Psalm 19. We are going to read verse 7 and verse 8. The word of God brings us wisdom. Wisdom comes by the word. The commandment of the Lord gives us pure understanding. Say, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, reconnecting you back to God. Then after that, the testimony of the Lord is sure. After you are reconnected, then you become wise. How many of you know that when you get born again, you became more wiser than you were before you got born again? How many of us know that? Yeah, you're wiser. You are wiser than that professor who is not born again. Wiser. I tell you, you are wiser. Verse 8, the statutes of the law are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. It brings enlightenment. It is the enlightenment of the word of God, that the enlightenment that the word of God has brought into your heart, that makes you to know that smoking ganja wee-wee is wrong, it's not right, it's not good. That's what makes you to know that lying lying is not right. Slandering is not right. The word of God makes you wise. Praise the Lord. You cannot get into exploit realm without wisdom. And the word of God makes you wise. Psalm 119 verse 99 to 100. Psalm 119 verse 99 to 100 said, I have more understanding. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditations. So when I say that you are wiser than that professor, many of you are wondering, how can I be wiser than Professor James Baswell or Professor whatever? You're wiser. The scripture says so. Say, I have understanding more than all my teachers. Why? Because what? Because the word of God is what I meditate in. I have understanding more than the Haitians because I keep thy precepts. So you become wiser. The more of God's word you have, the wiser you become. And I tell you, the wise will rule the foolish. The wise will continually rule the foolish. And that is why for many years, not that the Yoruba people has anything more than us, but they are just wiser. They were ruling, and they are still ruling anyway, in proxy, or by proxy, by whichever I mean, they are still ruling. They are still ruling. They are still ruling. And that is why they will sit down in their country and tell you what to do in your country, and your president will do it. Praise the Lord. Recently, one Latin America, South America country, they did the election, somebody won, somebody said, you did not win, somebody said, you won, somebody said, you did not win, somebody said, I will not leave, this one said, then the Americans were saying, you have to leave. Is it their country? No. But because they have something that these other people don't have. So the word of God gives you wisdom. You get access to wisdom. Pastor Ebenezer said something yesterday, he said, idea rules the world. I tell you, wisdom rules the world. The wise, we always rule the foolish. The wise, we always rule the foolish. It takes wisdom to do exploit. You cannot seek exploit without seeking wisdom. And Papa will always say that your knowledge base will determine your asset base. Papa will always say, your knowledge base will determine your asset. Asset. A-S-S-E-T. Your asset base. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing in all thy gettings. In all thy what? Gettings. Get understanding. Get understanding. And I tell you tonight, understanding comes via the intake of the word of God. The intake of the word of God. The intake of the word of God. When the devil throws sickness at you, and the doctors pointed out and called plenty things, yes, they may be right. Yes, they are doing their work. Yes, they are nice people. Yes, they are people that we cannot do without. They are people that God has given to help us. But if you propose in your heart that I will believe the report of the Lord, I tell you, it will be to you. Even when they give you drug and you don't believe that the drug will work, it will not work. Praise the Lord. So we need to have this understanding that it is the word of God that gives life and gives wisdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number three, the word of God gives us access to success, access to prosperity, access to increase, access to exploit. If you want to be successful in life, be wordful in life. If you want to be successful in life, be wordful. Let the word of God fool your heart. Be wordful. W-O-R-D-F-U-L-L. Be wordful. Let the word of God fool you. If you want to be successful in life. I mean, you should be filled with the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. I will say something. God gave Joshua a command. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and what? Day and what? Day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Gold sources. Gold sources. I speak to someone here tonight. You will have good sources in the name of Jesus. I said you will have good sources in the name of Jesus. See, when you take in the word, you are taking the power of God in. Your exploit cannot come if you are not placing premium on the word of God. The man that seeks after profiting is the man that seeks after the word of God. The more you seek after the word of God, the more you seek profit in what you are doing. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Your profiting comes from the value you place on the word of God. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself only to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. That thy profiting may appear to all. That thy profiting may appear to all. Give thyself wholly to these things. Meditate on them. Give thyself to the word of God. If you want to be successful, make the word your partner. Make the word of God your partner. Praise the Lord. Number four, the word gives us light. Gives us light. Hard light to our path. The word of God gives us light. To be guided is to be favored. When you are guided, you are favored. When God guides you, you cannot fail. If you are traveling to Jamaica and you said you want to travel by road, I don't know if it's possible to travel by road from here to Jamaica, but let's assume that it is possible. You will get there faster if you are guided than if you are not guided. Jamaica is too far. Let's say I'm going to Borno. I'm actually going to Maiduguri, not to Sambisa Forest too. But I'm going to Maiduguri. I think that's the farthest from here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will get, and I've never been there before. I've actually been to several states in northern part of the country. But I've never been to Borno State before. It's one of the states I've never visited before. So I'm driving to Borno State. Let's assume myself and Mr. Olani, we are driving to Borno State together. And Mrs. Ademola is with us also. In the same vehicle, we're all going. And we don't know the road. We decide to first go towards Samfara. After eating Samfara, then we now decide to come to Niger. Then after Niger, we say, oh, I think it should be the way to Kano. We'll get there. We'll eventually get there. But we'll get there more late. If we're supposed to spend 16 hours, we might end up spending 16 days. Not only that, it is not even the number of days, but we are going to spend more money because we buy more fuel. We need to eat. In those 16 days, we eat. In those 16 days, the tire may burst. We need to change it. The car may develop fault. We need to fix it. We need to sleep in hotel. Lodge after driving through the night. Sleep a little and all that. So the cost is going to increase. Let's put cost aside. Let's say we have the money. The risk. They're going to follow more risk. God help us. We didn't end up where the bandits are affecting people in Samfara. Hallelujah. We would expose ourselves to more risk. When you are not guided by God, you expose yourself to more risk. You cost yourself more. You spend more time, more money, more energy in achieving the same result that the one that is guided. And I tell you, the word of God will guide you, because the word of God is the manual for our life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Many of us are carrying mobile devices that we don't know how to operate fully because we have not sit down to read the manual fully. I'm one of them. I'm sure I'm one of them. Sometimes ago, we bought a particular TV in the family. And when we bought the TV, I didn't know how to operate to do something. So my kids were teaching me. They're telling me, Daddy, do this. Daddy, do this. Then one day, one of them came and said, Daddy, do you know that this TV can do this and this? I said, hey. He said, yes. He said, come, let me show you. At the back here, where you put the modem and you do this, you can actually connect to the internet and do this and do that. I said, hey. All I know the TV could do is just watch something. Hello? I didn't even know that it's possible for me to put a flash, take picture with a camera, put a flash, and be opening as if I'm opening an album. I didn't know it's possible. Why? Because I didn't even have time to read the manual. I didn't study the manual. So I'm underutilizing the potentials, the resources, the benefits that are embedded in that device. And that is exactly what many of us are doing to our life. We are underutilizing the benefit that has been packaged in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are underutilizing the potentials that God has placed in us. Why? Because we did not seek through the manual. I see people that want to get married. They will not read a single book about marriage. Not one book about marriage. And they're going to marriage. I tell you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this church, if we are counseling you to get married, there are like 4-6 books you must buy and read. If you like, don't read. Don't read. You will read it when you ought not to be reading it. Praise the Lord. Either the man will teach you to read it or the woman will teach you to read it. He or she will teach she or he to read it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the Bible is clear. It cannot fail. He that is guided. Psalm 119 verse 130. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth life. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Gives you understanding. Gives you understanding unto the simple. The entrance of the word giveth life. The word of God will lighten your path unto supernatural exploit. It causes you to avoid obstacles and roadblocks that can easily hinder you from maximizing your potential. It helps you to move faster and easier. Said that earlier. You move faster and easier because you are guided. I'm going to Bono, and somebody here can guide us or move faster, easier. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, all it takes is just one flash of light from the word of God into your life, and your destiny will be changed for life. Just one flash. Just one flash. And I pray for someone tonight that the light of God will shine into your destiny in the name of Jesus. The light from the word of God, as you take time to study the word of God, every darkness blocking your supernatural exploit are cleared away in the name of Jesus. No matter how thick darkness is, no matter how strong darkness is, when light comes in, darkness takes cover. You know why? Because light will always have power over darkness. But when you have light, every darkness on your path to exploit is dispelled in the name of Jesus. When the light of God falls on your path, the grace for exploit is released. I pray for somebody tonight, the grace for exploit, the power for exploit, the power for exploit is released unto you in the name of Jesus. The light of the word of God drives away darkness. It drives away failure. It drives away fear. It drives away sickness. It drives away limitation. And let that light be released unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 5, the word of God gives you grace to soar. The grace to soar. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 to 31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. Part of the waiting on the Lord is the studying of the word of God. When you are reading the word of God, you are waiting on God. Hallelujah. To do exploit, you must be ready to soar, because exploit don't come cheap. You must drop every weight that can hold you down from soaring. One of those weights is laziness. Laziness. Laziness is a weight. Laziness. Slothfulness is a weight. It's a weight. Nobody want to fly and carry 50 kg bag of cement on one side, 50 kg on the other side, and said, I want to jump, I want to fly. You won't go far. You must drop every weight. The word of God breaks off from you every form of carnality, every form of carnal baggage that can hinder your soaring, both spiritually and physically. The word of God shed them off. The word of God shed anger off. It's a baggage. The word of God shed pride. Because the Bible said, God said, I will resist the proud. God himself said, I will resist. I will resist the proud. God said, God look at the proud afar off. He doesn't want to have anything to do with the proud. So those are baggages that keeps one down from soaring. So what does the word of God do? It helps you to shed them. Break them off. Break them off. Break them off. Praise the Lord. The word of God helps us to put to death our members which are on the head, which can hinder us from soaring. Colossians chapter 3 verse 5. I will not read that because of time. See, the word of God helps you to overcome every form of hindrance, sin, that can hinder you from soaring. Break them off. Drop them off. You see yourself becoming better and better by the reason of the word of God. You see yourself doing things that naturally you will not do. You become broken. You become broken. I will first remember Broken by the choir. That was my best choir concert. I tell you, Broken was my best so far. Broken. You know, until you are broken, you cannot be molded into what God wants you to be. You cannot. Until you are broken. Because while we are forming, we form ourselves, and some people help us to form ourselves. We form ourselves, and some people join us. Our mother, our father, our brothers, sisters, uncles, people, friends, they help us to form ourselves. And while we form ourselves, we have to reconnect back to the great potter. And the Bible says, can the clay say to the potter, what are you making me of? No. So you have to be broken. And it is the word of God that breaks you. It is the word of God that breaks you. It is the word of God that breaks you. And it is the same word that will remold you. And when you are remolded, you come out as a vessel unto honor. Praise the Lord. And that is when you can be meet for the master's use. And that is when you can assess exploit. Praise the Lord. So your soaring is tied to the word. Your soaring is tied to the word. Many have been destined to fly high. People call them high flyers in life. But because they work contrary to the word of God, they become down flyers. They're supposed to be high flyers. Share with you the story of a senior cousin of mine. Vibrant young man, much more older than myself. Should be in his 60s now. Much more older. When I was growing up, he was an adult. But I remember the story very well. I was a little child. This man graduated from the premier university in the country, among the best students, brilliant. And he got a job, gave him car, gave him house, gave him everything. You know, in the 70s, when you graduate, they give you a job, give you car, give you everything straight. Not like now. Hallelujah. So he had everything, and he went into smoking. From smoking, he graduated into something higher. Banjawiwi, like Papa will call it. And from there, it's not today they started doing science. So science has been operating since. He went into chemistry, and the thing knocked, and the reaction exploded in his brain. And the thing scattered all the wires that were connected divinely by God. And the wires become neutralized. There is no fusion again. And it became like that. I grew up knowing him like that. Grew up knowing him. Handsome. 6 footer. Handsome. Handsome. When you greet him in the morning, he will be looking at you like this. When you greet in the afternoon, when you greet in the evening, he'll just be looking. You know what destroyed that destiny? Because he left foundation, which is the word of God, and went after something else that affected his destiny. I pray for somebody here tonight. Your destiny will not be truncated in the name of Jesus. We have to understand that the word of God is powerful. You cannot operate without and outside the word of God, and you say you are fulfilling destiny. I said something earlier, sometimes ago, that no matter how fast you go in sin, you can never achieve destiny. No matter how far you have gone in sin, how successful you look, or it may seem, and you are in sin, that is not your destiny fulfillment. You cannot fulfill destiny outside God who creates destiny. You cannot. But my counsel tonight, what are the counsels? Number one, develop a passion for the word of God. Develop a strong passion. A strong passion. A strong passion. A strong passion for the word of God. Develop a strong passion for the word of God. Number two, use the word of God regularly. What you say is what you get. Use it regularly. In fact, I don't know the kind of weapon that is as powerful as the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is what is powerful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. So use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. It's an hammer. The word of God is a hammer. It's an hammer. It's an hammer. It's an hammer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Is the sword. It's a ballistic missile. You throw one into the camp of the enemy, they will not know what has hit them. It's worse than fusion bomb. Not nuclear bomb, fusion bomb, not atomic. Throw it! Bah! They will know what has hit them. That is if you have it in you. Or if you sleep, you carry the Bible on your pillow. That's not it, though. Putting it as pillow. Yeah. Pastor says, the word of God should be, then you put it. So take the word of God gently off and tap you. Boy, get up. Hallelujah. That's not what we are talking about. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Hallelujah. Answer number three. Don't allow fear after declaring the word of God. Don't allow fear. See, once you declare the word of God, did the Bible say your word? Did it say your word? Did he say your word? No! Did I say your word? I said declare the word. Declare the word. That means you are not the word. You are not the owner of the word. So let the owner of the word do the word. Okay. God says, I will not be sick. It is not me that says it. It is God. So God, and he said what? Say, I honor my word. Honor my name. Said not one drop of his word will go unaccomplished, unfulfilled. So God respect and honor his word. The problem with us is when we speak the word, we turn the word to become our own word. And our own word carries no power. My word carries no power. Even Buhari's word, there is a level that his word will carry the power. Buhari cannot go to US now and say, today I'm declaring Democracy Day in US. Nobody will. They can arrest him for saying rubbish. His word, the power of his word ends at the territory of Nigeria. But I tell you, you have a word that does not, it's not limited by boundary, or limited by situation, or limited by circumstances, or limited by any nation. It is universal. All over, you can speak the word. Let the owner of the word do the word. You are not the owner. You are a carrier. And you have faith in it, so you speak it and don't allow fear. Praise the Lord. Let him perform his word. Let him perform his word in your life. Number four, believe the word of God. No matter what the situation, believe the word. Believe the word. Believe it. Peter was toiling all night, struggling all night, struggling all night. And Jesus Christ said, After using his boat, Jesus said, what can I do to compensate this man who has released his sheep for me to use? He said, okay, Peter, why is your ship empty like this? Are you not catching some fishes? Ah, oh, master, you see, I have PhD in physiology, and I've tried all night, and I could not catch anything. And Jesus said, oh, is that it? Okay, fine, drop your net. He said, well, sir, you know what? Don't bother saying I should drop my net. I said, I have toiled all night and we caught nothing. Fishes don't move in the sea during the day. They come up during the night. Now is already day. Oga, you know they work. Jesus said, do it. He said, okay, fine. At thy word. I'm not the owner. If he fails, nobody will blame me. They will blame Jesus. So Peter was very smart. He said, God, at your word, I will do it. And when he dropped the net, the Bible said he had a net breaking miracle. And that will be your portion today. In the name of Jesus. A net breaking miracle. A net breaking miracle. A boat ship sinking miracle is coming your way in the name of Jesus. The catch was so much that I love Peter. If it were to be somebody else, he would say, ah, my boat is full. The rest fish, let's go. He said, no. He beckoned to the other ship. Ogbeni, come. And every other thing is like, you know, a ship, just imagine how much load of fishes will fill a ship. I don't know if you have seen one before. Very huge. Even trawlers, fishing boats, they are huge. So they filled it and the thing starts sinking. I tell you, somebody will tell me that the apostles are not rich. By the time they finish selling those fishes, they are multi-millionaires. Hallelujah. God wants you to operate in the same realm at thy word. Just believe. Believe the word. Don't doubt the word. You see, the problem is most often we start rationalizing the word. I do that a lot. Not with the word, but with drugs. Maybe because of my little knowledge of drugs. When I take any drug, I start thinking, by now, the effect, I should be feeling the effect of this drug. What is happening? I'm supposed to be feeling the effect. So if I'm not feeling the thing doing me somehow, I'm not feeling the effect. I want to feel the effect. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Just believe. 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 And it shall be unto you according to your faith. In the name.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.